I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, as we welcome Kara to the show. Hello, Kara.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My husband, Jack.
Okay. Why are we putting Jack to the test?
Because it seems like we've been arguing a lot more about stuff lately, and I keep feeling like something's bothering him, but whenever I ask him about it, he just says nothing's wrong.
Yeah, the typical guy answer, but you don't believe him.
No, not really. And the other thing, he changed his password on his phone. Like, I used to know his password to unlock his phone, and I'm pretty sure he never knew that I had it. But the last time I tried to do it, the password was, like, totally changed.
Well, maybe he found out that you had his password.
Maybe. Or maybe he's trying to hide something from me.
Okay, good point. Well, let's see what happens when we run a little War of the Roses here on him. We're going to offer Jack a free dozen roses he can send anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer Jack these free roses, he's going to choose you to give them to?
Well, I'm sure he's supposed to choose me. I mean, I'm his wife.
Yeah, of course. Well, I think we all know what he's supposed to do here. Let's see if that's what he does.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling for a Jack, please.
Yeah, this is Jack.
Good morning, Jack. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good.
That's great. So the reason I was calling is to let you know that we started a monthly prize program this year for all Visa cardholders. And every month we draw a huge number of winners, and this month you are one of them. So congratulations, and thank you for using Visa.
Oh, you know, I'm not sure you have the right guy. I only have one credit card, and it's an American Express.
Well, this actually applies to all credit and debit cards. So do you have a debit card?
Yeah, I have a debit. Yeah.
Okay, so you probably were entered through that. I mean, either way, you were definitely one of our winners.
All right. So what did I win?
So our monthly prize for March is flowers, and every winner receives a lovely bouquet of long-stemmed red roses courtesy of Visa Rewards. And the reason I was calling you is because a lot of the guys who win, they ask us if we could send the roses to their girlfriends or wives, and kind of like a surprise gift. And most guys don't really want flowers anyways. So is that something that you would like us to do with yours, or would you prefer we send them straight to you?
I have no use for them. I think you can actually give them to somebody else. That's fine.
Okay, so you actually get to pick the person that you'd like to receive these flowers. I just need a first and last name.
Okay, let me think here for a sec. Okay, can you send them to a Shannon Pike?
Shannon, okay. And the flowers, they come with a card as well, so you could put whatever message you want on that card.
Okay, you're going to send these to me, correct? Or I thought you were sending her the flowers to her.
They're going straight to her. So I fill out the card for you. I just need to know what you would like it to say.
Oh, okay. I get you. Let's see. Okay, why don't you put down, thanks for being my very best friend. I don't know how I'd get through life without you.
Well, that's nice to say. Plus, she gets roses from you. I have a feeling if you guys aren't more than friends, you definitely will be soon.
Yeah, I wish, but unfortunately, it's not going to happen.
You wish? You wish? That this is who you would send your flowers to, you f***ing co-worker?
Oh,
my your best friend.
Gosh.
I was supposed to be your best friend. You know, your wife?
Oh, my.
The person you married? What?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Hi, hubby. Your wife is listening.
Hey, Jack. Jack? Oh, boy. So listen, this isn't really a rewards program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show. And right now you're on War of the Roses. Obviously, right. You could tell we have Kara on the phone as well. So who is this Shannon person?
She's just a friend of mine at work. And that's it, as far as it
well,
goes.
Well, apparently she's more than a friend, or at least you'd like her to be.
Look, that's not what I meant by that.
Oh, okay? Really? Really? Because it sounded like that to me. It was like, oh, I'm so sad that I'm married to my perfect wife and my perfect house. I'm just miserable.
Look, Tara, you know that's not true.
Okay, well, then why would you pick this person to give flowers to instead of your wife? Can you tell me that, please?
Okay, because she's my friend, because I really get along with her, because she's happy to see me every day, unlike you, because instead of being the cause of all my problems, she actually listens when I tell her about them. But more than anything, because she reminds me of you. Before I married you.
Okay. Well, listen, even though he sent this other person flowers, Kara, it doesn't really seem like anything else is going on with them. I mean, I don't think they're messing around or anything.
Nobody said he wishes they were. So I'm like supposed to feel better about that.
Well, no, I guess, but maybe it's not too late to save what you guys have and fix it.
I don't know if I want to fix it.
Yeah, well, then that's a different problem altogether.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.